Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lauren, the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
I'm up.
It's a dilly of a pickle today.
You know what? We've got our work cut out for us today, folks. And Laura made us some beverages.
I'm drunk already.
You were the bartender today.
You know what? I had to come in locked and loaded.
You really did. You said
emphasis on the loaded.
You said here, we're going to need this.
I'm not going to lie to any of you. This is our second go at this. We had to restart.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm deep in the hooch.
Laura's deep in the hooch.
I'm knee deep in the hoochla.
In the hooch, okay.
Instead of the hoopla.
Hey, play along with us at home. Every time Laura slurs one of her words, take a shot. Hey, I'm up.
You are.
And you know what? We're going on winter break.
We are.
In a week or two. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. So we had some shit to get done before we leave. And so that means I'm up with another astrology episode.
Yikes.
Now I know I've pummeled you all in the last, like my last three Witch Whispers were heavy. All these astrology. And I'm not going to lie. They were all like my personal demons. Like what the fuck? What a year. What an end of a year I've had. The universe was really like, we're going to make you really dive into all this
That's
shit
right.
you don't want to dive into, but you know what? I feel hashtag blessed. You put way too much gin in these beverages.
Hashtag
this
blessed.
This is not going to be good.
I put a couple cranberries on there.
I know. It looks cute. Okay.
Festive.
Anyway, we're up with Capricorn.
If I start dancing with a lampshade on my head later.
Yeah, she's totally tested. And we're just getting started. I'm up with Capricorn.
Okay.
If you have been here for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you have heard me roast this sign for a solid three going on 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that I have my own personal issues with this particular sign.
Yeah.
Friend wise, romantic wise, familial wise, I have just had my work cut out for me with this fucking sign.
There you go.
I am an Aquarius, okay, if that makes any difference. But I do just want to start out by saying,
yes.
Now, these are my notes.
Yes.
I did rely heavily. There are a lot of direct quotes in here so that I could keep things fair and neutral. Okay. But I'm not going to lie. I am only human and some roastable shit may have slipped in there. I do apologize. I will say we have a lot of Capricorn listeners
yes.
and I want it to be known. I do love you.
Yes.
You have honestly, all jokes aside,
mm-hmm.
made me really like appreciate this sign because you gave me you've given me a new look.
A different side.
Okay. So with that said, I do love you. We love you.
Yes.
Let the roast commence. My tagline for this sign is cream. Cash rolls everything around me. Cream. Get the money. dollar bills, y'all. Right to the point. I did go to my mind palace.
Yeah. And?
At first.
You sat at your table.
Again, some personal demons sat at my table and I said, you get the fuck out of here. And then I'm not going to lie. No lies. Just like a block of ice sat down at my table. Just like a big block of ice. I was like, wow, it's cold in here.
It was an iceberg and you are the Titanic.
Berg, get me out of here. It's scary.
Jack.
I didn't spend too much time at this Mind Palace table, if you know what I'm saying. I didn't stay.
It's a little chilly.
I didn't stay for a cocktail.
You're making up for it now.
I will say my notes are organized in a way. So this is my last astrology Witch Wish whisper. Although we've come to the end of the road. Once you start, you gotta finish that.
You gotta commit.
This is my last astrology witch whisper. Yes. I'm gonna get a little emotional.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a recap about the whole thing later. But my notes are organized in a way that I have not done this entire time.
Yeah.
Like very structured, very Capricorn.
I was noticing that you're a bit stiff.
My body language is a bit stiff, even with all this gin. Wow.
Yeah, you're feeling a little, you're looking a little stiff.
Okay, my bad. I will try to loosen up.
Your posture is really great today.
Posture, never been better. Quasimodo left the building. I have a hunchback, if you didn't know. If you've never watched me on tape. Fact check Jake is going to have a field day with this episode.
We're bringing the partay.
All right. Are you ready for some basic info and associations? Okay. Capricorn is the 10th sign of the zodiac, falling between Sagittarius and Aquarius. Way to fuck up a really fun sandwich.
Yeah.
Way to fuck up.
We're going
to
bring down this fun and frivolity.
You know what? Someone has to calm shit down.
Yeah.
Because if it were just Sagittarius into Aquarius, none of us would survive. Okay. It rules the period between December 22nd to January 19th, give or take a few days on each end.
Yeah.
Okay. Capricorn is represented by the goat.
Yeah.
The goat. You know what? More often a sea goat. Sometimes you'll see just a goat, but more often than not, you'll see a goat with a little tail.
Yeah.
A little aquatic. Okay. Yeah. And this is showing the ability to overcome obstacles and ascend to great heights. Mm. Don't goats like
climb mountains?
Oh, I was going to say hop, but you know, a climb is a much more flattering word.
Climb Mount Crumpet. They
yes. And then they live in the Grinch's hole. The Grinch is a character on my list, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
Anywho, its glyph or written symbol represents the V-shaped beard of a goat. Super cute. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Capricorn is an earth sign.
Yes, it is.
Which makes it feminine, as well as a cardinal sign.
Yes.
Does anyone take us seriously? Probably not.
Probably not. You belching over there.
That's how I stay grounded.
By belching.
Yes.
Yeah. Let the air out.
Yes, exactly. Cardinal signs are the front runners as they usher in a new season. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in this case, winter, showing initiation.
Initiation.
And motivation.
Money, penny.
That's on my list.
Oh my God.
Hilarious. So I do think it's interesting. We've been talking a lot this year about the connection between like the cycle, the wheel, and the astrology wheel, the seasons.
Yes.
Capricorn, in my opinion, is the embodiment of winter. And so it makes sense that it is ushering in winter.
Chilly.
Little chilly, but you know what can also be super beautiful.
Ah, love it.
TM.
Yes.
Okay. Capricorn's planetary ruler is Saturn. The planet of structure, discipline, and responsibility.
Three words I do not know.
Three words I love.
Those
are part of my daily vocabulary.
I probably need some of that. No, I don't probably. I know I do.
No,
I need it.
We just don't want to face the music.
I rebel against it. I know.
Saturn is also the Roman god of time and agriculture, showing
Father
patience.
Time.
A lot of connections to Father Time here and a lot of connections to father figures. Papa, can you hear me?
No.
Oh no, I think I just did my drunk laugh. I never do that on camera. I did it again.
I'm glad because now your shoulders sunk a little.
Did they? Yeah. Am I starting to loosen up?
You're starting to loosen up.
I'm sorry. Thank you everyone for bearing with me. We all know that this is a challenge. We knew it was going to be. Do you hear my throat chakra is like really trying to close up? It says we don't want to talk about this. Okay, in Greek mythology, let me just wipe away my tear.
Of course.
Is it a happy tear or a sad tear? We'll never know. Capricorn is associated with the half man / half goat fertility deity Pan, which kind of surprised me.
I thought Pan was fun.
You know what? As did I, Laura. As did I. A little stunned. But he is also the god of nature, wilderness, and wooded areas. So Capricorn is an earth sign. I mean, heavy earth sign. So you'll probably notice that they like to be outside or, you know, like to live in wooded areas.
Yeah.
But anyway, as the story goes, Pan transformed himself into a half goat, half fish to escape a giant monster. Ah. And thus, who writes that? That's the Capricorn coming in. And thus, when has Lee ever said and thus? The constellation Capricornus.
Cornucopius.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. And Capricorn is usually depicted as a goat with a fish's tail.
Okay.
Remember I mentioned tail?
Yes.
Hence the little tail on the glyph as well. Oh, cool. Yes. The constellation also resembles a cornucopia, like you said. Okay, fruit of the loom. Come on, fruit of the loom.
The horn of plenty.
Yes. That is another story in Greek mythology. I don't fucking have, you know what? Just pick one. Just pick one. I don't need 50 explanations for Capricorn. Just give me fucking one. Anyway, cornucopia, abundance.
Yeah. Yes.
You get it.
You got it.
They like money. Okay, anyway, anatomically, Capricorn rules the bones, joints, and knees. So think about like standing tall and proud.
Yes. Interesting.
Okay, my knees hurt lately.
My knees hurt.
Am I getting old? Someone tell me right now.
Old man winter.
Fuck winter. Fuck you, winter. Let me take a drink. I'm like, my knees hurt. Let me take a drink.
Last week you were like, I love winter. Now you're like, I hate it.
Keep up. I change. You know what? Who could get...
That's the Aquarius provocative.
I'm an acquired taste.
Is that even the right word?
I am provocative. What are you talking about?
Prerogative. It's my prerogative. Would I say provocative? My God.
It's provocative. No one knows what it means.
Another slurple.
Have another slurple for sure. If you ever wanted to know what it would be like to hang out with us after we've had a few, this is the episode to pay attention to. Okay. In tarot.
Yes.
Or tarot. Mm-hmm. This sign is most often associated with the devil. I did not make that up. Not that is shocking. Just the facts. This is a card of restriction, detachment, and limitations. You know what? Sounds like a fun time. Fun time was had by all. The Capricorn color palette includes dark greens and browns. Uh-huh. The colors of the forest or the earth.
Yeah.
Also poop. So you be the judge. Capricorn gemstones. It is a pretty lineup.
All right.
Turquoise, amethyst, tiger's eye, one of my personal faves.
Beautiful.
Right. Garnet and clear quartz.
Ooh.
They pack a punch. Those are some powerful.
And you usually always carry a
I always have a tiger's eye on me.
Yeah.
A literal tiger's eye. Okay. Capricorn planting plants. I think you're going to like this. Right. Pine, which is perfect for the season.
Yes.
A lot of trees. So willow, hemlock. Ivy.
Oh, ivy is very Yule.
Yes, pansies. And comfrey kept coming up.
Interesting. Mm. That's interesting because comfrey sometimes is called boneset or knit, like bone knit, because it's used for repairing bones.
Oh, and I said Capricorn rules the bones.
Yeah,
okay, we love to see it. Okay, Cancer is the sister or opposite sign to Capricorn. Mm-hmm. And this is showing the difference between a house and a home. I liked it put in this way.
Interesting.
So a house, which is like the structure, okay, the security, which would be Capricorn, and a home. The more intimate, more, you know, that would be the Cancer. Okay, let me crack my knuckles. Let me take a sip. Are you ready for personality and traits?
I am.
Okay, key words. Buckle up, everyone. It's not cute. Practical. Ambitious. You know what? That's good.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
Patient. You know what? That's good.
Patience is good.
Calculated. Don't like that. Wise. I do find the Capricorns are very smart. Very smart. Conventional. Advantageous. Disciplined. Prudent.
Dear Prudence.
Humorous. They are funny. I will say they do have a good sense of humor.
Sense of humor?
Yeah, love it.
Priceless.
Careful. Structured. Cunning.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Okay, the key phrase here is I use. I don't know a positive way to spin that. And they are known as the steady. Okay, here's a direct quote for you. from my research.
Yeah. Direct quote.
Direct quote. This to make is sure not, this just is not... to make sure that you know that I am being fair here. Yeah. Okay. It is not always easy to find lovable, tender traits in a sun sign Capricorn.
Yikes.
Other elements in the full birth chart will without a doubt add warmth to this apparently rather chilly personality.
Thank goodness.
Yikes. That Yikes. A roast of all roasts.
Well, do you feel validated?
What a nice way to roast a sign.
Yeah. That is very
like,
lovely.
Look at the whole birth chart, honey.
Do you feel validated?
Yeah, I didn't need to feel bad. Yeah, I don't need validation. Experience is all I need. Okay, so let's start by defining the word convention.
Yes.
A Capricorn keyword. This is defined as a way in which something is usually done or a usual or accepted way of behaving. Ooh, there's that word, behave.
Yikes. Yeah.
Oh, behave.
Behave.
Oh my God, that was really good. That was really good. Capricorns want to be known as people who always do the right thing or behave appropriately, look good in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Appearance is key.
Yes, they can come across as very serious and stern individuals, and that's because they typically are those things, okay? Capricorns are the rule makers and the rule followers simultaneously.
I do not like rules.
I do not like rules. Uh-huh. If an Aquarius hates one thing, it's a fucking rule.
Yeah.
So there you go. They are the authority. Okay. You'll usually find a Capricorn in a position of authority. They are the tisk tiskers is what I call them. Tisk tisk. Don't do that.
Tisk tisk.
What's that character in Harry Potter? The woman that I fucking... That comes in and just is like a total bitch.
Yes.
That was so mean of me. I'll take a drink because that was just a little too roasty. I'm sorry. Okay.
I can't remember what her name is.
We all know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because of this serious, somewhat buzzkilly vibe, depending on what kind of person you are, Capricorns can often seem uninterested in anything and everything around them.
Okay.
Okay. This sign is probably going to take the resting bitch face award. Okay, even when they are happy as shit, a Capricorn is gonna look like they are mad.
Happy as a pig and shit.
And they look a little mean.
Resting bitch face.
Resting bitch face award. Congratulations, you've done it. I too suffer from that problem. They might even appear melancholy or pessimistic. So overall, they never seem to be having a great time.
The glass is half empty.
Yeah. Not having a good time.
Bummer.
If Sagittarius was coming in with that, like, woo!
Yeah.
Equally is, like, on the opposite end of the spectrum with Capricorn, okay?
Yikes.
But, of course, that's not always the case, okay? At their core, Capricorns are just extremely self-contained and focused.
Okay.
Self-contained is a very...
That's very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are highly self-motivated, independent individuals, okay? With their cardinal slash earth energy, they are really not fucking around.
Right.
They are just not fucking around. The earth element brings practicality, and the cardinality, I don't know if that's the word, brings that, like, go-getter, you know, that leadership spirit.
Absolutely.
So this sign means business in all areas of life. Business.
Yeah.
They are very stubborn and very hardworking. I have literally never met a Capricorn who wasn't working themselves to death in some way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people hear that and they think, that just means career or work.
It could be
most
anything
often
they undertake.
And I mean, like, even personally, they just beat themselves up. They're always like constantly, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. The driving force for most Capricorn placements is success or achievement or mastery.
Okay.
Of some kind.
Gotcha.
Money, authority, their position in their career, their social status. Mm-hmm. They want to be the masters of it.
Yeah.
So the key with Capricorns is they are willing to wait for this success. Again,
patience.
Earth, patience.
Yeah.
So they are patient and they will stay steady until they reach their goal.
I mean, that's not too bad of a quality to have.
That's a wonderful quality to have. I admire it. They are not busting in guns blazing like a fire sign. Maybe
like
would.
An Aries.
Okay. Yes, they are more calculated, more disciplined. Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of disciplined, the Capricorns you know are probably just that.
Yeah,
in some way. Organized, calculated, maybe a bit rigid, like so nicely pointed out to him. Am I loosening up?
A little bit, yeah.
Loosey-goosey, baby. Loosey-goosey. If something needs organized or led with authority and in a timely fashion, you've come to the right sign.
There you go.
Okay, Capricorns need to research and evaluate all relevant information before making any move, similar to a Virgo.
Okay.
They will take their time to make sure that the best, most practical final decision is made.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I heard you slurping your drink.
I did. It's empty.
Laura's feeling good over there.
I am.
This can be big or small, though. So they might be like the planners of a group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The leaders. Yeah. They might love to do tasks.
Organizers. Okay?
Capricorns typically love tasks. Mm. They are known as the task masters.
Whoa.
Because they like need something to work on. Yeah. Constantly. So this is the person like getting up from the dinner table to clean the dishes before everyone else is done eating.
Hey, you know, I love that. Means I don't have to do it.
Must do work. Yeah. Must complete tasks. Right. Like they have to just constantly be doing something, but like in a totally different way than like a fire sign who is all about energy.
Right.
This is more about like efficiency. do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this combined with their otherworldly determination and practical mindset usually results in career and or financial success for Capricorns.
Yay.
So they are also very business minded. Mm-hmm. So they make great investors, business people, entrepreneurs, leaders of companies,
leaders of industry,
leaders, important things. I didn't know what to say.
Leaders of important things.
Leather bound books.
No.
Rich mahogany. Chances are the Capricorn you know is good with the dough.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of written in the stars. Okay. Nice. They either know how to make a lot of money. They have inherited a lot of money. They have saved a lot of money.
They got money.
Money. Okay. The important thing to know is they probably have it. They probably love it. Mm-hmm. And they probably prioritize it. Okay.
But they're probably not sharing it.
Laura's like, give me some of that. That Capricorn practicality really comes into play heavily here. Okay. Mm-hmm. These individuals are usually very conservative and cautious when it comes to money and finances, but they can also be very materialistic. They kind of like to spend it.
The finer things of life. Yes,
they like to buy fancy things with their hard-earned cash. Mm-hmm. Fine dining, fancy cigars, big houses, cars.
Well, because you said it was like about appearance and how people perceive them.
They are big on that.
Yeah,
but they want to know that they've got the best.
Best
that
the
they
best.
Have reached the tip top, the pointy tip top of that mountain.
Yeah, okay.
And that to them looks like this.
Okay.
Does that make
that
sense?
That totally makes sense. Of course.
So they know how to make money. They know how to save money and they know how to spend money responsibly. So, you know, it must be nice.
Yeah.
Again, just jealousy is what you're sensing here. Just jealousy. But be careful. Capricorns will almost certainly fall into the workaholic category at some point in their life because, you know, to sustain that. Take some work.
Yeah, you got to work hard to get all that, amass your fortune.
They are usually very preoccupied with working really hard and getting to the top of whatever career mountain they set in front of them.
Yeah.
This was a direct quote. If there is a top to get to, a Capricorn will get to it.
They're going for it.
And yes, they might trample you down to get there with their little goat toes. Their success 9 times out of 10 comes from very diligent, dedicated, self-motivated, hard fucking work. I mean, you have to hand it to the sign.
Some hardworking folk.
They bust their fucking ass. Again, very admirable.
Yes.
Careers that might attract a Capricorn. Anything business related. Mm-hmm. Okay. Grab a 9-to-5 office job.
Numbers.
The opposite of what Laura always says. You might do well in a cubicle if you have heavy Capricorn placements because you like that structure. Banking or finance, anything involving money, government work, local and beyond.
Yeah. investor.
I really don't
like
want
one of those.
Yeah, I don't want to recommend Capricorns. don't go into government work. No.
Yeah.
Management.
Yeah.
Okay, you get the vibe.
Stocks and bonds.
You get the vibe. You get the vibe.
I get the vibe.
Okay, now with all of that said, this sign is not all work and no play.
Okay.
For as serious, quote unquote, as this sign is, Capricorns do actually have a great sense of humor.
Nice. Yeah.
That is if you like it dry. Mm-hmm. They have a very dry sense of humor.
Love
if you
are
into that. I'm a big fan.
I love it.
I think it's hilarious.
Me too.
I'm pretty much into all forms of humor.
Yeah.
You know
I
what?
Like humor. Humor is good.
I like to laugh.
Humor gets me up in the morning.
Humor is good. TM.
You could say it makes life worth living.
You know what? I love that. Capricorns are super smart. Very well read. You know what? Again, masters of things.
Yes.
They're witty. They usually bring good conversation and banter to any group or party.
Yeah.
And they also love a good fun competition or dick waving contest or debate. You know what? Have you ever debated?
Oh my goodness. Yikes.
Ooh, child. That's a rough fucking go.
Yeah.
Have fun. So if you're into playful, but also slightly questionable battles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Banter.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Look no further.
There you go.
You
sunk my battleship.
You know what? I bet they'd love that game. Capricorns are typically very loyal and reliable individuals too. Okay. Mm-hmm. They will be there for you when needed in their own Capricorn-y way. I find that with most earth signs.
Yeah.
But in a Capricorn's case, you know what? They might offer you some money.
There you go.
You need some money?
There you go.
They are also very
no emotions attached. Here's some money.
Money, please. They are also very patient, so they do make great friends and great listeners.
Nice.
Heavy on the listening. Mm-hmm. Okay, it might feel one-sided at times because Capricorns are usually quiet and restrained. Mm-hmm. So Capricorn placements might find it hard to show emotion in the typical way. Mm-hmm. They aren't usually the warm and fuzzy types, might not be into PDA.
What's the typical way?
Might not like to, you know, like hug you.
I was going to say a hug, a pat on the back, good job.
Might cause some damage. It's okay. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Intimate relationships are especially difficult for most Caps because they will require partners who don't need constant emotional vulnerability and validation.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Don't bother them with that. Quote unquote, here's a direct quote. They have a rather low emotional level and may find it hard to ever share or show their true feelings with others. That is a direct quote from my astrology
books. Sign me up.
Sounds like a great time. Can you hear the pain in my voice? Because Capricorns are so internally withdrawn, also known as self-centered, but you didn't hear it from me. They'll need someone who can handle their own shit, okay?
Wow.
And like kind of like not bother them. That sounds mean, but like they just... Handle your own business.
Take care of your,
okay.
Take care of yourself.
This is not the, if you're needy or like if you need a lot of like validation at all times, stop, don't come back. Please don't go after the sign. You're going to get hurt. It shouldn't be surprising to hear that Capricorns are usually loners. They prefer to be by themselves where they can remain in control.
Yeah.
Okay. Capricorns are very self-sufficient people, nice. Probably I would say the most out of the zodiac.
I think it's interesting that you say that because I feel like there's a sense of control that comes with all earth signs. And then you see the Taurus that you talked about first, and they're a little less.
You see
and
it, you slowly, get,
it slowly, slowly progresses like the Virgos, like, you know.
I find
like
that have, with all signs.
Yeah.
Like if you look at all of the elements as it goes on,
it gets more intense.
It gets more and more intense. So the Capricorns are very much all about control.
Yeah.
They don't look elsewhere for their needs to be met. They fill their own glass, which again, I like that quality. At the end of the day, they know they can depend on themselves. So they do. Okay.
Right.
I don't need help. I'll handle it better on my own.
There you go.
Kind of people, which may rub some people the wrong way. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that dependability isn't just reserved for themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay. While they like to be alone, they do make good shoulders to lean on when the chips are down.
Okay.
9 times out of 10. I'm sorry if you're the 1 out of 10.
The 1 out of 10.
where that is proven not to be the case.
You won the prize, Leanne.
Ouch, that hurts. They have proven to be very sympathetic and sensitive people mm-hmm. underneath that gruff, independent exterior.
Yeah.
And they don't run away when things are tough. Hmm. They are up for a challenge and will stand by you in a fight. Love that. Anyway,
with crickets,
I just started to cry. With that said, the sign can be spiteful. Mm. Okay. So think long and hard before crossing them in any way.
Yeah.
They aren't ones to forgive and forget, kind of like Scorpios. Ooh. They will remember any wrong ever done to them.
Any slight.
In great detail. Be especially careful not to make a Capricorn feel dumb. Or less than, mm-hmm. or belittled yes. in any way. Uh-huh. Okay, that's their Achilles heel.
It's a no-no.
It's going to get them every time. Mm-hmm. You know what yep, I'm saying?
I do.
There's a little tip. Okay. Capricorns are big on pride, mm-hmm. and they love to dominate, again, with the mastery. Yeah. So it's always best to let them think that they are the smartest and the strongest and the best in the room. Yes, you're so great. You can maybe see why intimate romantic partnerships may difficult. Be a little hard here. Yeah. Okay. Like you kind of get it. They're mm-hmm. a little dominating, a little controlling, maybe a little emotionally distant, mm-hmm. a little mm-hmm. cold.
Yeah.
But Capricorns can make great stable partners to those willing to play ball.
Yeah. There you
go. I mean, you might be into this. You're talking to two people that like aren't, you know, but this might be very attractive to some people.
I'm sure it is. I mean, not every Capricorn out there is single and alone.
You know what? You're so right. You know what?
They're in relationships.
You are so right. At the end of the day, okay, their love language is just a little different mm-hmm. than most. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little twisted. Anyway, funny enough, for a sign that refuses to ever emotionally validate anything, mm-hmm. ever, this mm-hmm. sign does require a lot of validation themselves. They love encouragement. They mm-hmm. like to feel needed. They like to feel appreciated. Go fucking figure. It's, you know what?
I won't give it, but I'll take it.
It's called pay it forward, motherfuckers. Yeah, there's no problem with that, but just, you know what?
Right.
God damn.
Oh my gosh. Hey, this might be a good time to pause and say we love our Capricorn listeners out there.
We love you. We love our Capricorn listeners. You just said, you know what? Again, I told you I'm only human. Capricorns love being given responsibilities or tasks in the home or relationship as mm-hmm, well. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they might be like the breadwinner, or they might mm-hmm. want to be the breadwinner, or
it's important.
Yeah, they might want to take on the quote unquote man of the house persona, regardless of gender identity. They might want to be the, like, you know,
oh my gosh, this reminds me of the episode of Sopranos when they go out, like Finn and, Meadow go out to eat with Tony, and Finn pays the bill on the sly, and he's like, don't you ever do that again.
Tony Soprano very much has a Capricorn placement in his big three.
Yeah,
that could be a conversation for another day. Capricorns need to feel a sense of purpose, okay? They will just not communicate mm-hmm. that to you. Mm-hmm. Here's where it gets tricky. So learn how to read their fucking minds and anticipate their every need mm-hmm. or get trampled to death by those little goat feet.
What?
This is the facts.
Those little goat feet. Pack a punch.
My God. I do feel like it would hurt to get stepped on by a goat.
I wish I wasn't out of alcohol right now.
Okay, so no surprise here. A Capricorn may not settle down or emotionally commit themselves fully until they are more established in their career. Mm. This is very important to them. Mm-hmm. They need to have things in order financially, fundamentally, practically first. Mm-hmm. Okay, they may be attracted to people who are successful or who have a high social status of some kind. Mm-hmm. They like those who are admired and respected.
Whoa.
Interesting. This is a direct quote. I find it necessary to tell you when it is direct a direct quote. More than any other sign of the zodiac, Capricorns marry for money and prestige. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Arm candy.
Just given the facts. Capricorns typically pair well with other earth signs. So Taurus, Virgo, other Capricorns. Laura has danced with the devil and she has gotten bit. Scorpio and Pisces. water signs. What? We're doing good. We're trucking along.
Oh my God.
That is Capricorn in a nutshell. How do we all feel? Let's check in. There are a lot of very great qualities to the sign. Yes. I mean that.
Yeah,
I really do mean that. Did you hear
crack?
I do mean that. Okay, tips for Capricorn season.
Yeah.
Again, buckle up, everyone. Buckle up. Very different than what we were dealing with last time. Sagittarius season had us exploring anything and everything.
Fun.
Okay, we were having fun. We were letting loose. We were being silly.
Yes.
We were seizing the day.
Yes.
Okay, it was about trying new things, learning, expanding your mind, wandering without restraint or guidelines.
Or restrictions. No rules.
That time is gone. That time is gone. This
that ship has sailed.
This is the sign of restriction and restraint. Okay, it really is.
But if you really think about the season, I guess you would have to be very restrained and restricted to make it through the long winter.
That's what I mean this when I say this sign is very necessary and important as it like as is the season, as is the time.
Yeah.
As I've been told many times by many Capricorns in my lifetime, it's time to settle down, Leanne.
Straighten up and fly right.
It's time to settle the fuck down. It's time to get fucking
serious.
It's time to grow the fuck
up.
Get fucking serious. Okay? It's time to get things done. It's time to master your craft. It's time to get rooted.
Be an adult.
Be an adult. It hurts. Okay? Turn inward. Okay, this is winter.
Mm-hmm.
And start setting goals for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want? What do you want to accomplish? What do you need to feel secure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this doesn't always have to mean work or career.
Right.
Okay, it can be more personal.
Yeah.
What do you need to feel accomplished?
Personally secure. Yeah.
Regardless, be a bit more calculated than usual. Okay, so map out each individual step to how you will reach each individual goal.
Yeah.
Get specific.
It's interesting because the goal could be the same in Aries season as it is in Capricorn season, but in Aries season,
You're going to approach it differently.
And I only say that because you have those two Aries placements, which just like fly by the seat of your pants. But I have noticed you're heading into, you're like, we've got to
get a little more.
You're like, where's my whiteboard?
I did.
Like,
oh my God, I did say today. And like you said, I'm carrying. Yeah. I mean, I think like everyone should do what I've been doing and like tap into how you feel in these astrological seasons. Like I have been noticing, I'm like, okay, let's get a
calculated
plan going.
Moves.
Let's get a plan going for 2024.
Yeah.
And let me dive in there and see what do I really want? How do I get there? I mean, again, these are all very important things to do.
Yes.
It's that practicality.
Mm-hmm.
I am just not. At my core, the word practical, or it just like doesn't live in me.
Right.
And so this is like, it's hard for me this season. And I think it's probably hard for a lot of people, but very necessary. So it's about taking big ideas and breaking them down into small, practical chunks.
Yeah.
How do I get to the top of that mountain?
Right.
Let me see every stepping stone of how I'm going to get there and then go and do it.
Yeah. Go climb it.
Yeah. But try not to fall into that Capricorn overly ambitious trap. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't set yourself up to fail.
Right.
Okay. Don't put too many stepping stones.
And don't take others down on your way up the hill.
Don't take others down on your way up the hill. And don't be too hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. One thing I didn't mention up there is like, those were all qualities of like a typical Capricorn. But if you find a Capricorn that is like unbalanced, they're very hard on themselves.
Yeah.
They're very unsure of themselves. They're very unconfident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been hearing you say that lately.
Oh yeah. I've been feeling that a lot. Yeah. Like if you're not balanced in these placements and that's just like a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Like at the end of this, you know, if you take any of these signs, and you put them at their worst, it's going to be like the complete opposite of what
it's
telling you.
It's bringing out those worst, those, you know, qualities that aren't so
you will find a lot. What I have found with Capricorns is that they appear to be very cocky almost, but then they go home and they cry themselves to sleep.
Okay.
Like, they're like, do you know what I mean?
Very unsure.
Very unsure of themselves.
They present themselves. Sure and steady.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
because they have to be that rock.
Yeah.
They have to be that like steady tree.
Yeah.
They don't know how to be anything else. So don't get caught in that trap in this season is basically what I'm saying. Like, be a little easy on yourself too. Okay. With that said, also be disciplined and be dedicated to reaching the top of whatever you want to reach.
Yeah.
Okay. Be tough, be solid, be reliable, show up for yourself, your goals, and show up for others.
Yeah.
Make shit happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is like interesting because I don't associate that with winter.
Well, it's interesting that you're saying that now because we're moving into Capricorn mm-hmm. and it falls smack dab in the middle of Yule, in the middle of Christmas, mm-hmm. whatever you choose to celebrate, which is so interesting because society tells us like spend and do go this, be that. Grandiose and be extravagant. And then in January, everybody's crying like, oh my God, I spent all this money right. and you know, to have this great experience. And where the sign is saying, go within, be calculated, be thrifty, or not thrifty, but be very, practical.
The thing with Capricorn that I really like learned when doing my research is that they know how to do it all responsibly. Mm-hmm. So they're not saying like, be a total stick in the mud and never spend a dime and never live your life and never have fun. Just be a little more calculated about it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Which I think is like important in this season because like you said, you're being told the opposite.
Yeah.
This sign is telling you
be extravagant.
No. Like you can find,
Interesting.
And so I do find it's that this season is very
conflicting.
It is conflicting.
Yeah.
It is contrasting, but important.
Yeah.
Like this sign carries an important message, I do feel.
I agree.
It is telling you to be productive in all ways. Clean up the house. Clean up your life.
Clean up your life.
Ouch. I've been told that a time or two as well. Just, you know what I mean?
Take stock.
Take stock of what's going on. But don't forget, okay, all work in any kind, mental work, physical work.
All work and no play.
All work and no play makes Jack
a doll.
A very dull fucking boy. Oh my God. Sometimes, you know what? I'm going to totally call it out. This sign has the tendency to be a Casper milk toast.
Yes.
Okay. Get some spice in the mix. Okay. We don't need any more white bread in this world.
Put a little jalapeno jam on your bread.
Yes. Add a little fucking sauce.
Yes.
Dip yourself in something. Who wants anything plain? Not me.
Plain Jane.
So make sure you also let yourself laugh.
Yes.
And enjoy life too. Yes. Okay. Yes, it is about working hard, taking stock, saving, you know what I mean? But it's also about getting out there and like reaping what you sowed. Okay.
Yes.
You put in a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Capricorns love that, you know, those fancy things. Treat yourself a little bit too. Watch a funny movie.
Love it.
Especially one with dry humor.
Yeah.
Really love that. Get outside and enjoy Mother Earth.
I'm going for some Hugh Grant humor.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dry.
Yeah. Super fucking dry. Anything with him in it is good for this season. Again, this is an Earth sign. So get outside. Breathe in the air.
Crisp.
Okay. Enjoy Mother Earth a little bit.
Yes.
Whatever it is, just don't get too stiff.
Yes.
Okay. In this season.
Unzip your collar a little bit.
Damn. Laura was like, bitch, take your own advice.
Okay. It's funny because when we sat down, I thought that's the first time I've ever seen your collar zipped up like that.
Ew. I really have been channeling the. Haven't been, right? Like I like kind of becoming a different person. It's freaky. All right. My favorite segment. Oh, and this is the last one.
Last one.
Oh, no. I'm going to shed a tear. Okay. Movies, shows, characters that I and others believe exude Capricorn energy.
Yes.
I didn't ask others. I did do a little Google search, so with no explanation if we don't feel like giving one. Note, these characters might not actually be a Capricorn. You know, sometimes characters are assigned.
Yeah.
This is just everyone's opinion. Law and Order.
Oh my, yes. Never watched that show ever in my life.
I have caught a few.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I like those shows every now and then, but yeah, this is a good one. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Talk about
that dry humor. It's funny.
It is funny.
The Truman Show. This one's going to hurt a little bit. Fences.
I've never watched it.
Yes, you have. It's the one with Denzel filmed in Pittsburgh.
Oh, a movie. I thought you were saying it was a show. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that one.
Lore, keep up.
Tough.
That's a tough one.
That's a toughie.
The Boondock Saints. You know what about... Let's cleanse. Mm-hmm, they're making everything... Yeah. American Psycho.
Yikes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The Shining. I feel like there's something with Jack...
Yeah.
Yes. House of Cards. Have never watched it, but that kept coming up. The Princess and the Frog. I really want to cover that one in the new year.
Gotcha.
But Princess Tiana specifically came up for Capricorn. Moneyball.
Makes sense.
Veep.
Veep.
Mm-hmm.
Veep, veep.
Veep, veep. That's like, people who know it. Laura has no idea what I'm talking
about. I don't. Obviously, I'm not vibing with the Capricorn shows.
Well, I'm not going to lie. This list was like the one I vibed with the least, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman. Okay, The Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not going to say why, but that is the only movie that I got up and walked out of the theater.
Yeah.
Me and Jake went to see it, and they did something in that movie where I was like, uh-uh,
no,
and I
done.
Got up and I walked out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, there it is on this
I've
list.
I've seen that. Tough.
He's Just Not That Into You.
Ouch. Wow.
That's a good one for this one.
That is a good one.
American Dad. That show's funny. Mm-hmm. Death at a Funeral.
I don't know that one.
You know what, Laura?
Clearly, I have the most misses on this list. I'm like, nope, not interested.
It's not your playlist.
Just holding up a sign, not interested.
How about Office Space? You like that movie?
I do like that one.
The West Wing.
Okay,
anything involving
I've never seen that.
I think it involves government. Anything
government,
involving like
politics,
government,
law, order. Nope.
Liar, Liar.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank You for Smoking.
Don't know that.
I saw that a while ago. Uh-huh. That's a good one. Jerry Maguire. Okay, characters. This is the big one.
Gosh.
Scott Calvin from the Santa Claus. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me I'm not fucking right.
Yes.
This is the, you've never seen The Wire.
No,
but the character Stringer Bell.
Okay.
1000% a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Fun little fact, right when we had October,
right?
So like her first month of life, me and Jake randomly decided to watch The Wire for the first time.
Was good.
So fucking good.
Was it?
And now it like reminds me of like the newborn phase.
Cute.
When you walk through the garden. That's the theme song. It's really bad. It's the worst theme song ever.
Yikes.
Okay, Spencer Hastings from Pretty Little Liars.
Ugh, I can see that.
Yes.
She's like my least favorite character on that show.
Okay, ouch. Way to
I'm
roast.
So sorry.
Way to I like Spencer.
Yeah, you do.
Elsa from Frozen. Little Ice Queen.
Yeah.
Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy. It's because he's just a piece of wood. It's like he's a stick in the mud. Ouch. Okay, that was my roast. That was my roast. I'm sorry. My apologies. Severus Snape from Harry Potter. Daria.
Yes.
Buffy Summers, but the show. So this would be Sarah Michelle Gellar's version, and I 100% agree with that. Chuck from Gossip Girl. You don't know that show, but that's a good one. Kim Wexler from Better Call Saul.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Love Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Squidward and Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
You got the shitty attitude and the love for money. Okay, anyway, that was rude. I'll take a
drink.
I'll take a guzzle. Don Draper from Mad Men. We've talked a lot about Mad Men.
Yeah,
I am a fan.
I haven't watched that.
Michonne from The Walking Dead.
Okay. Yeah, she's pretty calculated.
Uh-huh. Jack Frost from Jack Frost, the coolest dad around. You don't need to dive too deep into that one, do you? Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Liam.
What?
Is that your own?
I don't know. The Grinch. are we catching a vibe? Ebenezer Scrooge.
Now you're just roasting.
I've entered roast the clash.
This is your own impression. This is why you didn't ask anybody.
This is why I didn't ask anybody. Like,
I had a whole cast of characters.
I've entered roast o'clock. I'm sorry. I'm only human. I'm at the end of the line. Okay, we'll finish with some good ones. Fiona Good from American Horror Story Coven. And Dr. Christina Yang from Grey's Anatomy.
That's a good
She's
one.
A great character. Okay, are you ready for some Capricorn celebrities? And me and Jake were looking at this list and we went, okay.
Dry.
She said,
"Take it right here."
Okay. Nicolas Cage.
Oh my God. Is he really?
Stunned. I was stunned. Oh my God.
What other placements are in that chart?
Denzel Washington. You know
your
what?
Favorite.
I love him so
much. He is like your favorite.
He's my all-time favorite actor.
Yes.
I love him so much.
Would you not like him in person?
Oh, I don't think. I think that he would glance in my direction and not be interested in it. I do not think we would mesh.
Oh my.
Mac Miller is a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. I do want to note that I believe his birthday is January 19th, which makes him a cusp. And I think that's important to note. I just think that's important
Aquarius.
To note. Not that it's bad to be a Capricorn, mm-hmm. but I think he embodies that cusp.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder.
Wow.
And you can see that if you know about
Eddie
Vedder.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet. The new Willy Wonka, which is just fucking disgraceful. Ew, you know what? I need to calm down.
Calm it down.
How are you not going to put the guy from The Bear in the Willy
God,
Wonka
he looks
role?
Just like Gene
he
Wilder.
Looks just like fucking Gene Wilder.
Oh
okay,
my God,
anyway.
He does.
Hayley Williams of Paramore. She's a tough ass bitch. I love it.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. It's a Capricorn. So there you go. The Grinch makes total sense now. Finn Wolfhard. We love him.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
LL Cool J.
Cool
you know
J?
What? This turned me around. I was like, you know what? Maybe I have it all wrong.
Wow.
I do love LL.
He does like money, though.
And he does know how to make it. He is a hit maker. Dame Maggie Smith is a Capricorn.
I love her.
We love her. Jared Leto. Don't so much care for him.
No.
Dolly Parton. That makes
100%
so much
sense.
No one knows how to make money like Dolly Parton.
Dolly's the girl.
When I tell you that one time I went to this fucking like pirate restaurant thing that was, you know, one of those themed, like you got a turkey leg and you watch them. Me and Jake are walking out of it and we look and we see Dolly Parton and her fucking titties in a big picture at the end. And I said, what the hell is this? She owned it.
Oh my gosh.
She owned this fucking restaurant in like Myrtle Beach. I'm like, what don't you do?
What
she
doesn't
does
she own?
Fucking everything. She's done everything. She owns everything. She has mastered everything.
She's a
Capricorn. She is a Capricorn.
But you know what? It's interesting because I feel like if you look at her story, like her, you know, her origin story, she grew up very poor.
I don't know. To be honest.
I think she grew up very, I mean, I'm not an expert on Dolly Parton.
Who's that?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
I think she grew up very poor.
Okay.
And so that would really drive Capricorn energy.
When I saw her on this list, I was like, oh, that makes total sense.
Makes total
and
sense.
I think that like she shows the great qualities of a Capricorn.
They say she's like very giving and very generous.
Oh, yeah.
And
like I said, Capricorns can be very, very.
Yeah. Generous.
Yes. Edgar Allan Poe was a Capricorn.
Interesting.
Okay. Julia Louise Dreyfus, and she is the star of Veep that I mentioned.
Okay.
So that makes
sense.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Talk about knowing how to, I mean, he just doesn't miss. Zooey Deschanel is a Capricorn.
Interesting. Because I like her. Yeah.
We do love her. Orlando
really like
Bloom.
Her. Oh, you love Orlando.
You know what? I did have a Legolas poster right by my bed.
And a cake.
That I may have slipped a little kiss before bedtime every now. You didn't hear it here, though.
Give them a Legolas.
Don't tell anyone. Ricky Martin. That surprised me.
Really?
That did. Dave Matthews. That didn't
that
surprise
me. That does not surprise me.
That does not surprise me at all. Michelle Obama. And you're seeing a lot of powerhouses.
Yes, yes.
Dave Grohl.
What?
Is a Capricorn.
Wowza. That doesn't make sense to me.
J.R.R. Tolkien or Tolkien.
Tolkien.
As we've been so informed before. J.R.R. Joaquin Phoenix. J.R.R.
J.R.R.
He's a Cap.
Who shot J.R.?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me.
He's dry as a bone. His humor, I mean.
He said he's dry as a bone.
He has a very dry humor.
I see you trying. What? I see you trying to save it. John Denver.
John. So earthy.
I was going to just say he just has a very earthy vibe to him. Yeah. I love it. Ellen DeGeneres. Okay. Martin Luther King Jr. Was a Capricorn. That makes sense to me. Just that leadership quality.
Yes.
David Bowie and his penis.
And the bulge.
They're all Capricorn. Yeah,
that makes sense. That kind of does make sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh.
Oh.
From Midsommar.
Midsommar. Great show.
Laura's trying to act like she knows who Florence Pugh is. We do love her. Rob Zombie.
Oh, the Capricorn. Interesting.
Your one and only Elvis Presley.
I know. Shocking.
The Capricorn.
Shocking.
Hey. Robin and Maurice Gibb. Robin and Maurice.
I mean, you got the lunchbox.
You know what? I do have the Robin lunchbox.
We do love some Capricorns.
You know what? I think I do a little bit. Except wait until I get to my last one. I do have the Robin lunchbox, but
you
did watch that Bee Gees documentary.
Yeah, now you want Maurice.
Maurice,
you used to make fun of me all the time. You'd say, "What's your favorite Gibb?" And I said, "Maurice." And you were like, "That's hilarious."
I bite my tongue. Maurice was looking.
He was holding it together.
He was looking right.
He's keeping the show together.
You know what, Maurice? I'm so sorry.
Rocket.
But you are a Capricorn, so I'm not too sorry. And last but not least, Jimmy Buffett. Rest in peace, but I still do have a problem with you even beyond the grave. Our fight continues even in the afterlife. When I read that, I was like, of course you are.
That's why he told me I couldn't be on the lawn.
Of course you are. I wonder what episode we talked about my beef with Jimmy Buffett, because if you don't know about it, it's very confusing.
That's right.
All I will say is that
he pissed me off.
He crossed me. And it's never been forgiven. That is Capricorn.
Oh my gosh. Yay. You did it. You know, by the end of it, your shoulders relaxed and you unzipped your very tight collar.
Should I let my buns down? Should I let the bob free? Should I live?
You should live.
Wow. Yeah. This sign, man. Are y'all okay?
I'm sweating.
I have that to say about every earth sign. Are you doing okay?
I already told you we are not.
If someone said to me, like, what element would you not want to be? It would be earth.
Really?
Oh my God.
I love being an earth sign.
I love that for you.
I just wish that I could live outside. It's hard for us earth people. Well, it's, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but just to be in society.
No. Yeah. I mean, I have found even my Capricorns, mm-hmm. I have found that they really struggle, even though they like want that success and stuff. They do still like one of the Capricorns I know, mm-hmm. their dream was to start a Christmas tree farm.
Yes.
And they wanted to be the best damn Christmas tree farm. You know, they wanted to succeed. And, but it was like an earthy rooted
endeavor.
Yeah. And I find that a lot.
Well, like, I think that probably has to be very contradicting for Capricorns, because
if that element is missing,
well, most earthly endeavors are not going to make you the success that you're seeking.
Correct. Yeah. But they do love a challenge. So there you go.
But they're practical and realistic. So
I know. Ouch. Yo.
I mean, you can't really be a mass millionaire in that industry without pillaging and destructing the earth. Wow. Oh my God. Is this psychology 101? What the fuck? Where'd that come from? I pull that out of my ass from. It's true. I mean every word of it.
I literally think, I just peed.
You went, what? I just bulldozed the rainforest from my pocketbook.
Yeah, Capricorns. What an interesting mess you are. You know what?
Yeah. Wow. What a conundrum.
You know what? Can we be done? I can't believe we've concluded the astrology series.
We hit them all.
I really, like, when I say that this has meant the world to me, I know that sounds, but it has just been really
enlightening.
Yeah. I mean, funny enough, the reason I think I butt heads with Capricorns is because I am very unstructured. I am a very, I'm an Aquarius with two Aries place, but I am a very unstructured human being.
Yeah.
And they're all about structure. But I do appreciate, like, having done this astrology series has kept me very in tune.
Yeah.
With
each season and each flow.
And I feel like I am going to take that with me for the rest of my life. Yeah. Like, not that I wasn't in tune with it, but I think having to stop and research and really dive into the nitty gritty is like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know. I hope you all enjoyed this series as much as we did.
I mean, just having a basic understanding of the signs and the astrology, you know,
how it all connects.
And how it all connects. Yeah. But I just feel like it just makes you a better people person. You know,
I would agree with that.
The first thing I always want to know about people is like, what's your sign? Especially if I have to work with them in an intimate like setting.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know what your sign is.
We are those annoying people. I know some people hate it. We want to know. And even if it's just for fun, you know what? I do feel
it's
like.
It's never for fun.
It's never for fun. No, we're totally psychoanalyzing. No.
Well, it just helps you, you know, with that Libra rising in myself, you want to, you know, make everybody happy and you kind of want to keep the balance and
speaking
keep the
for
flow.
Yourself.
Yeah,
for
speaking
sure.
for myself. And so it's kind of like you want to know what everybody's signs are because it helps round out a very,
well,
you
like
know,
I
fun
said,
working environment.
Like I said, everything has its place. Like every one of these signs is so important and the seasons and the, you know what I mean? Like it's just all so connected and important. Yeah. And I've just really loved learning with all of you.
It's
we're going to continue like doing kind of series where we zone in on one next year.
Yeah.
But wow, I can't believe the astrology one is done.
I know.
I have some observations.
Yeah.
That I think I'm going to share in the astrology roundtable at the start of the year because like a certain sign answered or responded the most.
Oh.
And yeah, so like I want to share what the findings were because it's super interesting.
I love that. Yay. I love that. That's really fun.
Okay, that was Capricorn, everyone. I hope you enjoyed. We do love you, Capricorns.
We do.
Thank you for, you know what? If any sign is tough enough to handle the roast, it's a Capricorn.
That's
so
right.
So you know what? There you go. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I like don't want to end it.
But it's time.
To end of the road.
Dry your eyes. Dry your eyes.
All right, everyone. We'll catch you Friday.
Yeah, for a full length episode.
Yeah.
TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.